Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. I know that you were really eager to talk about an article that was in the Detroit Free Press, which talked about the Detroit River International Crossing.
Yes. You know, we have some concerns. There's legislation that the governor's office has shared with the public and the press and with us that is been represented as the legislation that's going to be introduced in the Senate. And we have some concerns in regards to transparency and to accountability. And in fact, there's one part of the bill that actually says that board members of this authority can serve as long as they don't have a substantial conflict of interest. And what concerns us about that, you know, who defines substantial? The word substantial is not defined in the bill. And who's going to pick up the tab when there's a lawsuit over what's substantial and what's not substantial? We believe there just should be no conflict of interest.
Do you believe that we need a second bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
Well, I think the market will dictate whether we need a second bridge. Our concern is, you know, you have Governor Christie in New Jersey who turned down federal funds and just put the kibosh on a project, a tunnel to New York. We have the governor of Florida that turned down over $2 billion in funds to fund high-speed rail. And we really need to focus on very efficient spending of the tax dollars that we have. And at this time, the current bridge that's there is only at one-third of capacity. It's down substantially still from 2000 levels.
We're talking with Scott Hagerstrom, who is the Michigan Director for Americans for Prosperity. Scott, much has been discussed about that bridge. As a matter of fact, we had Matt Maroon on the program talking about that bridge. He believes that his opportunity as a private contractor, if you will, to be able to put a bridge up is being circumvented by state government and other folks who want to put this bridge up. What's your take on that?
Yeah, we haven't gotten too much into, you know, whether they're being circumvented to put up their bridge. I know that the company that currently owns the Ambassador Bridge has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in approaches and land acquisition on the Canadian and the U.S. side based on agreements and promises made by the Canadian government, the Michigan government. And, you know, my understanding is that they're ready to build another bridge. They're ready to put the shovel in the ground and go at it tomorrow with private funds, with no public dollars, no federal dollars, no state dollars, no loans from Canada. And that's really not what we are out there talking about. The real issue for us is we're over $14 trillion in debt. That's over $45,000 for every American. That's continuing to increase. The federal budget this year, 40 cents of every dollar is borrowed. And when you're looking to draw down billions of dollars from the federal government to build a project, brand new roads, we can't even take care of the bridges and the interchanges and the highways that we currently have, and we're looking at building this brand new infrastructure. An infrastructure, by the way, that the bill says the taxpayers of Michigan will be responsible for maintaining and keeping up. We can't even keep up the current roads that we have.
All right. Thank you, Scott. We've got to go to break. We'll talk with you soon.
Great. Thank you.